This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Talks between Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and the leaders of an October 25th military coup are making progress, a source close to Hamdok said on Thursday as the United States and United Nations pressed for a solution. A second source said Sudan could set up a new 14-member sovereign council soon in a first step by the military towards forming transitional institutions. In the latest sign of increasing international pressure, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke to Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan on Thursday and urged him to restore constitutional order and the transitional process. In a phone call with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday, Burhan agreed on the need to accelerate the formation of a government, according to Burhan's office. The Sudanese Professionals Association, which led the 2019 protest that brought down Omar al-Bashir, called late on Thursday for 2 days of general strikes on Sunday and Monday in protests against military rule. Hundreds of people marched in Washington on Thursday to denounce the Ethiopian government on the first anniversary of its deadly military conflict with forces in the country's northern Tigray region. The protesters chanted slogans and held signs accusing the Ethiopian government of committing genocide against the Tigrayan people and driving them into famine. They concluded the march with a vigil near the White House and plan to gather for more protests in the U.S. Capitol on Friday and Saturday. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Portugal's president announced Thursday that he is dissolving parliament and calling a snap election for January 30th, following the minority socialist government's defeat in a key vote on post-pandemic plans to spend billions in European Union funding. The announcement in a televised address to the nation was widely expected. President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa had previously said Portugal would go to the ballot box 2 years ahead of schedule if the government's 2022 state budget proposal was rejected by Parliament, which happened last week. The ballot will elect 230 lawmakers to Parliament, where political parties then decide who forms a government. About 84 million Americans who work at companies with 100 or more employees will need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by January the 4th of next year, or get tested for the virus weekly under government rules issued on Thursday. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration regulations will force the companies to require that unvaccinated workers test negative for COVID-19 at least once a week and wear a mask while in the workplace. The rules set up potential legal battles along partisan lines between states and the federal government, with several states and Republican governors threatening to sue, contending that the administration lacks the power to make such sweeping mandates under emergency authority. Officials believe the new requirements will go a long way toward ending a pandemic that has killed more than 750,000 Americans. Well, the European Union's drug regulator, the European Medicines Agency, said Thursday it will accelerate its review of U.S. pharmaceutical company's Merck COVID-19 pill, the same day Britain became the first nation to approve the oral treatment. In a briefing with reporters from EMA headquarters in The Hague, Marco Cavallari, EMA's head of vaccine strategy, said the agency was ready to give advice to individual EU member states so they can make the pill available for emergency use ahead of the EMA authorization. Earlier Thursday, Britain's Medicine and Health Products Regulatory Agency approved the oral treatment. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.